Some words from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Hope does not disappoint us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, here we are, Harvest Festival, autumn time. A time to reflect on the bounty of the earth and to give thanks for the goodness of the harvest, on which we all depend, of course. I know some of you will have had childhood, if not later, experiences of countryside, possibly even of farms. There used to be one here on Albert Hill, didn't there, Edie? Yes. Going for the milk at the farm. Now, of course, in our modern world, we go to Morrison's or Sainsbury's or whatever. We buy largely pre-made food and we take it home and it just appears and we eat it. Because we know we are dependent on the food chain. We are dependent on the earth for everything that we eat. Without that, there is no life. And so today we are celebrating, thanking God for all the good things that he gives. All good things around us are sent from heaven above. We were singing a little earlier. And so, of course, we are thinking of harvest time and of those who grow our food and those who produce it and those who manufacture it and those who provide it to us. But we are also at this point in time aware that the seasons are changing. Autumn is starting to be upon us, and we have noticed perhaps, particularly the horse chestnut trees, which are the ones that go first, because they're not native to Britain, but gradually other trees will start changing and dropping their leaves and so on, and we will start seeing the familiar autumnal leaves. And when the tree loses its leaves, they drop off and they fall to the ground and the tree goes into hibernation. But if you were to get up close, and some of the gardeners here will know this, the bud that forms next to your leaf is already there. The tree has prepared and it is waiting for the right moment next season to burst into life again. There is always hope. The tree has hope that in due time there will be new leaves. And harvest is also a time, I found this bit of birch actually, which is quite a nice bit of a birch tree. And you'll see here the little holes where the seeds were, it's dropped them already. It has produced seed, which has fallen to the earth, which of course, if it were in a rural situation, would provide, some of them would germinate in the spring, they would be little shoots, and eventually there would be new birch trees. This takes ages, of course. It takes ages for a birch tree to become maybe the size of this church. But the trees know that if they sow their seeds, new life will come. And some things, of course, the evergreens particularly, produce berries. Here's a couple of, I nicked out the churchyard over here. These aren't, well, some of them are red. The berries which are there to feed the birds and indeed other animals. And again, these seeds, through nature, will be taken off, the birds swallowing them and then depositing the seeds elsewhere. They are providing food for the winter, these bushes. And out there are also some blackberries. I didn't bring those in, but even Mr. Fox would be quite happy to nibble the blackberries. So nature gives us a message that there is always future life, there is always hope. And when the farmer plants the corn, he has to, or she has to, hope that the harvest will be a good one. There are no guarantees. Nature is fickle. If it's a bad season, or the rain comes at the wrong time, or there's drought, things don't grow. And of course, in our modern world, we think, well, that's not a problem because we'll just ship it in from somewhere else. But actually, no. The reality is, harvest is a risky business. But the farmer goes about their task, planting the seed, hoping that it's going to be a good crop and that there will be a good harvest when the time comes. And in the modern world, they have to hope they're going to get a decent price for it as well, because sometimes the price when the grain is ripe is less than they even paid for it when it was a seed. Okay, other subject. So today we are thinking about the planting of seed and the sharing of hope. St. Paul tells us that hope does not deceive us. And hope isn't deciding what we think should happen and then making it happen or willing it to happen. That's not hope. Hope is being open to what comes. Whether that is good or bad, whether that is consolation or desolation, whether that is joy or grief, accepting what comes as best we can, knowing that in all of it, somehow, God is at work. And today, as I mentioned at the notices, we remember Wendy, and no doubt others that we have loved and lost. And we have commended them in hope to God's safekeeping, because we believe in the resurrection. We believe that God will, in God's good time, transform even death into new life. So we are fundamentally people of harvest, people of hope. For hope does not deceive us. If we can put our faith there and our trust there, God will fulfill our hope in his good time.